Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Marchante as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchante. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we do bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P. We have a fantastic guest. You talk about one of the breakthrough stars of the Big Ten and the 2022 season. I think Kendall Brooks, our guest this evening, is that guy. Kendall, before we begin, I just want to say condolences and prayers to you and the entire Michigan State family for the tragedies. I wanted to just say that it's a, you know, we care about you guys and that we hope you guys can all get past that. But with that said, my friend, how's this evening treating you?
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. You said what treating me? I hear you.
Oh, how's the day treating you, my friend?
Oh, man, it's been a great day. I'm down in Florida, man. Getting ready for the pro day and everything. So, you know, it's all sunny skies down here.
Well, you know, it's snowing outside my window right now. So a little different scenery here in Ohio. But nonetheless, Ohio weather, it was 70 and sunny the other day. Now it's 29 and snowing. Kendall, listen, you really did have a breakthrough season. I mean, I think nine tackles in 2021. You come in from North Greenville, the D2 level. You get your feet wet in 2021, and, man, did you just really, really, really get after it in 2022. When you look back at this year, what a critical time to kind of showcase how good you were. I mean, was it a blessing? I mean, did you pinch yourself when you just look back? Like, man, this was just a fabulous season to get myself on the radar of the National Football League.
Yeah, man, all the time. I mean, like, from the moment of that first game when I went in, you know, everything kind of just was moving so fast throughout the rest of the season. So I didn't really have time to soak it in. But now looking back and rewatching the games and rewatching the clips, it's like I really did what needed to be done.
You did, and fantastic numbers. We'll kind of get to those in a little bit. I always like to rewind the show and find out when you started, how it began. So did you start football at an early age, and were you the star? Were you the better athlete from the get-go? Were you the guy with the ball in your hand?
Not really. I didn't really play football until my sophomore year of high school. I was on the team on JV my freshman year, but I didn't really have both feet in. I kind of had one foot in and one foot out. You know, I was kind of working a job in high school at Burger King, so I was kind of dibbling dabbling in it. And then my sophomore year, we ended up getting a new head coach Greg Wright, and he kind of, you know, was going around the school kind of getting people to, you know, come out and try out for the team, and he told me it might be a good fit. So my sophomore year I played corner, and then I started to get on the radar of some coaches in Carolina, and then my junior year I moved to linebacker and I stayed there my two seasons, and then I ultimately ended up signing with North Greenville, and then I went there.
Fabulous. Once again, Kendall Brooks here on the C2P. If any of you folks ever miss these shows in their entirety, you know they're free and available to download at your leisure, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, again, anywhere where you listen to your shows. That was the question I was most curious about, Kendall, is how do you kind of get passed over? I mean, you know, you're at a D2 school and then you go off to Michigan State, you have a fabulous career. What happened where you kind of got lost in the shuffle leaving high school?
Yeah, well, you know, like I'm from a small town, Swansea, South Carolina, and you know, me and my friends, we were just playing football, you know, to stay out of trouble. Like, we wasn't really thinking like, oh, this could, you know, we could get to college if we really play good and stuff like that. You know, we was just playing because, you know, it was what everybody did. You know, the whole town shut down on Friday nights, come out to the games and support. So I didn't really go to any, like, 7-on-7s or camps or anything like that. And that's kind of my story with the whole recruiting process. But I did get invited to the North-South All-Star game. So I went out there, and I did well. I had an offer from ETSU when Coach O'Kane was there, but he ended up retiring, and I lost contact with them. So then I ended up signing with North Greenville.
And when Michigan State came calling, what was that like, the transition to go from a D2 school to a Power 5 program in the Big Ten and a darn good program nonetheless?
Man, it was amazing. Like, I really couldn't believe it, because at the time when Coach Barnett and Coach Tucker called, North Greenville, this was right during COVID, and we couldn't afford to do COVID tests, so we weren't practicing. They had sent everybody home, so I was back at home in South Carolina, and I was working, like, three jobs. I was delivering pizza. I was working at UPS, and then I was also helping my family out with our login service. So I was working, like, three jobs trying to save up some money because I kind of didn't know where I was going to land at. But once Coach Tucker and them hit me up, it was one of the best days of my life. I couldn't believe it. I called everybody I know that was important to me, and I told them I was going to Michigan State right then and there. And then when I finally did get there, it was a big jump from North Greenville to Michigan State as far as culture-wise. Like, Coach Tucker from the jump, he kind of implemented a winning culture and doing the little things right. So, and then not to mention all the resources we had, from dietitians to nutritionists to trainers and the weight staff, and it was amazing.
That's fabulous. I love your backstory and kind of how you got here. Three jobs, it's crazy, and just you know, you're what makes this job fun. These type of stories from prospects like yourself, just so unique, and to hear you kind of persevere and to get where you're at. I got to ask you this, and I ask all the guys this question. We throw you in the film room. Teams, they're breaking down your tape. What do you think they're going to love about you? What's going to stand out the most?
I think what's going to stand out the most about me is my grit and my toughness. Like I said, I'm from a small town. I'm a country boy, so that's kind of how we was brought up. But once you cut that tape on, you kind of see, like, I don't back down from nobody, and I'm definitely willing to stick my face in the fan to get the job done. So I think that's what's going to stick out to them the most when they cut on the tape.
Fair enough. Does anything go unnoticed? You could have been a weight room warrior, a film junkie. Maybe the scheme didn't allow you to showcase. Or is there more to you? I mean, where do you think you're at, I guess, in terms of how high the ceiling is? I mean, this 2022 season, you really showed a lot, my man. I guess, kind of take us through, what else do these teams need to know if they're listening in?
Oh, yeah, I definitely feel like I haven't even peaked yet. I mean, we ran a lot of zone. So, and then I rolled down in the box a lot, so I didn't really get to show my man-to-man coverage skills. I mean, I did guard a lot of tight ends, but, you know, as a safety, those are matchups that you're supposed to win when you're in man coverage. So, you know, I kind of wish I would have got to work a little bit more in the slot and showcase my man-to-man skills. Other than that, I mean, yeah, I bang it out. Like, I'm always in the film room, staying late. A lot of times, like, after practice, because we practice in the morning, I'll go and then I'll do, like, my school and everything like that. And then I'll go home and I'll decompress for, like, an hour or two. And then, like, 6-7 o'clock, I'm going back to the facility and ain't nobody in there but me and Mr. Larry. That's the janitor, Mr. Larry. So, yeah, you know, I really, like, I live my life a process, like a cycle. I pretty much do the same thing every day, wake up at the same time, go to sleep at the same time, and that's just how I am.
Well, it's gotten you pretty darn far nonetheless, Kendall. Listen, let me ask you this as well. You come across, you just seem like an energetic, fun-loving guy. You just seem like you have a positive vibe. Did that resonate within the huddle? And when do you flip the switch? You talked about the grit and the toughness. you play, and I mean this as a compliment, you know, being able to pick out what the highlights I could find. You played a game with a not an anger, but you bring it. I mean, you can sense the pulse when you're coming to tackle somebody. When do you flip that switch?
Yeah, it's definitely like my teammates, they know, like, I'm a fun-loving guy, but when it's time to work, it's time to work. And, like, you know, you can have fun, but when it's time to work, it's time to work. So once we get in that facility, like, even when it's just a regular practice day, like, and we in there, we getting treatment before practice, you know, I'm stirring stuff up. I'm talking smack to the offense, trying to get their mind right because, you know, the more they compete, the more we compete, the better we going to be at the end of the day. So we in there talking smack, whatever, but pretty much, like, it's never a switch. Like, it's always on at any time. Like, we in the tackling drills before practice starts, you know, I'm trying to give it to the offensive guys. They trying to bring it to us. So, you know, and then when we get in the game, it's just like I'm willing to lay it all on the line for the people that's to my left and my right and in front of me, you know. And if I don't execute my job, then, you know, it only takes one guy to mess up out of 11, and then it's a touchdown. So I just pride myself on that.
Awesome stuff. Listen, my man, we are almost out of time. It's been a pleasure to have you on. I'm so glad that we were able to kind of showcase you and have our audience listen in and find out all the intangibles you bring to this draft table. I think you're a neat, unique, fun prospect, and you're one of those guys flying under the radar. And I think when these guys go back and see this 2020 film, there's just so much to like about your game. But with that said, we always like to end the show with three and out. There are a few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, you said you're a country boy, and so I'm very interested in how you're going to answer this question. Are we more likely to see you as the lead singer of a boy band or a male runway model?
I would definitely say a boy band. Boy band, only because I hate taking pictures.
So yeah, the male runway model is definitely probably not your best choice of occupations. How about this one? During your time at Michigan State, or you know what, it could have been even North Greenville. You pick. What coach had the most bizarre pet peeve during practice? An absolute no-no.
I would definitely say at Michigan State, Coach Tucker hated to see, like, people just standing around. Like, he would say all the time, like, if you don't know where you're going, just jog in place. So, like, if you ever at a Michigan State practice and you see people just jogging in one spot, just know it's because Coach Tucker, he hates to just see people standing around.
Excellent. And then the final one, it might be hard to imagine sitting here on the 17th of February, but that draft will be approaching very, very quickly. It's like a supersonic speed in terms of these days as they start to count down. Draft week, draft weekend, I assume you're going to be with family and friends awaiting to find out where you're going to land. They hear your name called. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have specifically made as you celebrate your next journey of your football life?
The best cook in my family, I would have to say, is my older cousin, who is like my sister. Her name is Breon, and she can pretty much cook everything, but my favorite all-time meal is when she just cooks the whole assortment on the grill: chicken, hot dogs, burgers, steak, all that good stuff. So if she could lay that out for me on the night when I get my name called, that would be top tier.
Well, hey, she is on the clock for giving you the assortment of goodies on the grill, and you, my friend, are on the clock for the 2023 NFL draft. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show, my friend. We always like to tell our guests, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and continue success on your path towards the National Football League.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate y'all having me.
No problem at all. Once again, Kendall Brooks, the standout safety, if you will, here on the C2P. And again, so much to like about this kid, and he's such a versatile player, an impact player, 100 tackles, and you can just see his game, the wrinkles of he's just not a one-trick pony, put it that way. He shows up in all the facets of that defense. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.